Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The media is the chief educator for most Americans. What most people know about abortion, infanticide, and euthanasia comes from the local newspaper, television, radio, and internet news sites. With the virtually unlimited factual information available to reporters on the internet, or simply by contacting National Right to Life or one of our state affiliates, there should be no reason for glaring errors in news reports. Yet, the errors continue, making it frustrating for pro-lifers who are vigilant about sharing the facts truthfully. There are currently over 10,000 daily and weekly newspapers in the United States. There are approximately 200 television markets and hundreds of magazines. In addition to their own reach on the internet, there are hundreds of internet-only based publications to monitor as well. Unfair, imbalanced, biased, and erroneous. Often these are the words that come to mind when we see media coverage of the abortion issue. Fortunately, there are things you can do to work with your local media to correct these errors. What can be done? Plenty. We used to say that with a pen and paper, you can do anything. Now all you need is a keyboard and access to the internet. However you choose to contact your outlet, your efforts could see a correction or retraction of errors, and you could possibly impact the way the media covers a story in the future. At the very minimum, you can present the pro-life argument on the letters to the editor page of the local newspaper. Even in the smartphone era, the letters to the editor section is still one of the most widely read pages, virtual or otherwise, in the newspaper. By watching and challenging poor abortion coverage that may appear in newscasts and newspapers in your area, you are able to act as the front line for the pro-life movement in its dealings with the media. Whenever you spot an error or misstatement, you should challenge it by writing a letter. How exactly do you do this? First, find out the guidelines for submission. Most outlets post these instructions online or on the letters page in the paper. You need to find out where to send it and the maximum word length allowed. Many papers now have forms online for easier submission. Your letter should always cite the article at fault. For a broadcast, note the date and broadcast error. Then, if possible, refer directly to the erroneous statement or statements. Then make a simple comment such as, "This is incorrect," or "This is erroneous." Be gracious and courteous, but spell out the facts. Reporters pride themselves on being fair and balanced in their reports, so when you write, tell them exactly what was unfair or imbalanced. Make sure you have facts and documentation to back up what you say. For example, a report on the evening news by a local reporter asserts that RU 486 stops a fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus. Wrong! The facts are that a fertilized egg implants within 72 hours after fertilization, nearly a full 2 weeks before the average woman will be able to know if she is pregnant. Since RU 486 has to be used in a confirmed pregnancy, an RU 486 abortion takes place long after the fertilized egg stage. Those are the facts. Documentation for this and just about anything else you may need can be found on our website, www.nrlc.org. That address again is www.nrlc.org. Close your letter with a challenge to the paper, such as, "Readers of the Daily Post deserve to have the facts about RU 486 presented fairly." Be sure to include all of your contact information, such as home and work phone numbers and your mailing address. Newspapers in particular want this so they can contact you if they choose to run your letter. Join me tomorrow as we look at some of the reasons that reporters misreport the facts of abortion.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.